8 years ago, local historian and writer John Gerda sat down with 88.9 to share stories from Milwaukee's neighborhoods. The idea for this series came after the release of Gerda's 2015 book, Milwaukee, City of Neighborhoods, which chronicles 37 contemporary portraits of Milwaukee's neighborhoods. This spring, we're looking back at this series to invite you to join us as we explore Milwaukee with John Gerda. This week, the East Side, River West, the Upper East Side, and the Lower East Side. It's a neighborhood like no other in Milwaukee. River West is known for its history of activism and its vibrant art scene. Local historian John Gerda says River West has a hard time sitting still, but there's also a softer side, a green and expansive side right along the river. For some, River West is more than just a neighborhood. It's a lifestyle, something that becomes a part of you. It has been home to Milwaukee's counterculture for decades. And by the 1960s and 70s, River West residents were leading political groups, artist associations, and a variety of social activism here in Milwaukee. These residents even saved Locust Street.
I describe it as having kind of an edgy energy. It's hard for River West to sit still. River West is the bow of the Milwaukee River east of Holton Street. It's real easy. River West has always been a place where you have these currents mingling, and that goes back to the very start of European immigration there back in the 1800s. It's hard to underestimate the impact of the river on that neighborhood. First of all, it defines it. You know, without the river there, it wouldn't be. You know, it is the neighborhood's eastern border. But other ways as well, back in the 1870s, 80s, 90s, that was Milwaukee's recreation. It was our summer recreation. You get 15,000 people, you know, taking a streetcar or steam launches up to just a procession of swimming schools, canoe clubs, beer gardens, amusement parks. And it wasn't just kind of the Sunday recreation. You had summer homes there that were homes of especially the German aristocracy. There are places when you're walking along that river where it feels like you're miles from the city. It's a really interesting part of Milwaukee. In terms of the range of groups, the River West certainly has by far the most eclectic variety. It was the counterculture. Probably more tattoos per square inch of skin in River West than there is any place else in the state of Wisconsin. The culture of activism there is really strong, and you go back to the 70s, places like Woodland Pattern Book Center, ESHAC, the Peace Action Center, and they're the ones who named the neighborhood, and they are the ones who saved Locust Street. Back in the 1970s, the city wanted to widen Locust, just sort of ram, you know, kind of four lanes through there, all the way to the river, and they succeeded. On the west side of Holton, the people in River West said, no. They fought and won. So that's why it just stands out really boldly. At Holton, wham, all of a sudden you're in a neighborhood again. That's cool. That's a real victory. And something that's really important for the neighborhood. Everything from Woodland Pattern to the Tai Chi Center, the bars there, Lineman's. River West Pub is the only co-op bar in Milwaukee. That's really typical. You know, that is so River West. River West architecture is pretty much what they call vernacular. It's largely working class because that was settled as a neighborhood of largely working class immigrants and their kids. Not the only house type by any means, but probably the most common is the Polish flat, which is a small raised cottage, and it was often built in two stages. You begin with a little house, and then you raise it up as you could afford to. It was immigrant thrift. It was kind of a testament to not just ingenuity, but also kind of the desire for home ownership. The notion that your home was your castle, and so you're lord of that castle, and then you could raise it up and you're a landlord as well. Today, there's a really active art scene, there's a very active political scene, there's a very active club scene. There is everything from storefront churches to food co-ops. These homegrown institutions begin in River West, so it develops its own life. Everything from, you know, a place to chill to a place to experiment with different sort of political and social forms as well. So it became a really interesting kind of a laboratory in some ways, and also just a playground and an art center. Probably, without much doubt, Milwaukee's most diverse neighborhood. Tai Chi and Chai Tea.
the Upper and Lower East Side. The Upper East Side didn't really explode to become what it is today until the late 1950s, where one institution would change the landscape forever. In 1956, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is established. And before long, the university has 25,000 students, and they all had to live somewhere. This created a huge impact on real estate, a huge impact on culture, and a huge impact on parking. The Lower East Side has always been a crazy mix of different worlds, and that goes back to the very beginning. Brady Street, which is the oldest commercial district on Milwaukee's East Side, was a mashup of several immigrant communities all coming together. Brady Street as we know it today traces all the way back to the 1960s, when tens of thousands of students would move to the Lower East Side to attend UW-Milwaukee and shape another side of our city's counterculture.
The East Side is an urban space. It's also a more urbane space. It's not a place that is identified as any one particular group. It kind of belongs to everybody. The East Side is the area, obviously, east of the Milwaukee River, inside the city, runs from downtown up to Edgewood, which is the Sherwood border. And what always surprises people is that in a city of 100 square miles, the East Side has only 4 square miles. And the impression you have is that the East Side sort of has this outsized role to play in Milwaukee's culture and social life, tastes and trends. It's really a center of activity, very dense as well. The role it plays in the city is larger than its size might indicate. The way it's divided geographically, you've got the Lower East Side that runs up to around North Avenue, and then you've got the Upper East Side going all the way up to Edgewood, and then you have the North Point neighborhood, kind of this slice of very nice homes along the lake. Lower East Side, they have a really large supply of affordable and plentiful housing, so that became the headquarters of Milwaukee's counterculture. You know, that was Brady was without doubt sort of Milwaukee's Haight-Ashbury. That's where the head shops were, the newsstands, the night spots. That was the scene in Milwaukee. That was my coming of age, so I spent a lot of time on Brady Street as well. And I can recall the Water Tower Park just above Brady, kind of watching the sunrise, you know, and to someone putting on Canned Heat on their boombox. So it was kind of some pretty sharp memories. People would put detergent in the Water Tower fountain, and so you had these massive bubbles. It was a happening place to be. What happened was the Poles were the first group to move through, then the Italians came through, so you still have a strong Italian presence there with the restaurants, the shops, Glorioso's, Mima's, you know, still Shortino's Bakery, not too far from Art Smart's Dart Mart. It's become somewhat more genteel without losing, you know, kind of its edge. Talk about restaurants. You can spend a long time eating your way from east to west or vice versa. Then you have institutions like the Milwaukee State Teachers College, which was built back in 1909, which is now Mitchell Hall for UWM. The campus was one building. Mitchell Hall was the whole thing, and it keeps on expanding to the north and the west. So it had a huge impact on culture, on housing, and on parking. Oriental Theater goes back to 1927. That's been a real anchor of entertainment on Milwaukee's East Side, right in that seam between the Upper and the Lower East Sides. And that was one of a relative handful, 5 or 6 of the atmospheric movie houses that really tried to take you someplace else. Where else but the East Side, where else but the Oriental would you have the Rocky Horror Picture Show in Milwaukee? It's got to be in that neighborhood, so it retains an awful lot of vitality. It's still a major draw. There is a place for every lifestyle on the East Side. The only norm you could possibly conform to is nonconformity. The real contrast on Milwaukee's East Side is between the river and the lake. This intensely urban stretch of Milwaukee that we call the East Side is flanked on two sides by some of the finest green space in the region. River on one side, lake on the other. Upper East Side is among the most prestigious and best-looking neighborhoods in Milwaukee. You have these wealthy families kind of moving up and building larger versions and later versions of the houses that were back in the Victorian period, back there on Prospect Avenue. The contrast still, to this day, there are 15 houses per block on the lake at Kenwood Boulevard and 30 at the river. So those contrasts are kind of baked into the landscape. As I said, tender freshmen and tenured profs, you know, living on the same block. And that's a lot of the vibes on the Upper East Side. Lake Park was back to 1890, and it was one of the first six big parcels purchased by the city of Milwaukee. This is before Milwaukee County was doing parks. This is the city of Milwaukee Park. We have this kind of this emerald ribbon of green space along the lakefront, and there's no doubt that if this is kind of a necklace, the Lake Park is the most lustrous, you know, gem or pearl in that entire necklace. What I really love about Lake Park is this combination of really public space, you know, like up around Bartolotta Restaurant, the statue, the North Point Lighthouse, you know, the Lion Bridge, you know, that's kind of everyone's zone. You kind of go through there and you say, yeah, this is metropolitan. You get down those ravines and it's hard to believe, you know, you're a mile from a major city's downtown. That's a really nice signature for one of Milwaukee's finest parks. There are two North Point landmarks, and the most prominent is the North Point Water Tower, which is on the east end of North Avenue. And all that's inside there is a 4-foot in diameter iron standpipe that was to relieve pressure on the water mains as the pumps on the lakefront would bring the water up in pulses. And it was a simple way of equalizing pressure and letting water back into the mains gradually. So it was conservation, basically. That's been the East Side's most prominent symbol ever since. They haven't used that standpipe for a long time, but it's still, you know, the East Side's icon. Just a little bit north, you got the North Point Lighthouse, and that goes back to 1855 on that site. What actually happened was they had to lift the lighthouse off its foundation and put in a larger, higher foundation beneath it so it would clear the trees as Lake Park was forested, as those trees grew up. That's life on the East Side. It's always been kind of this crossroads, this mingling of currents. It still is today.
That was local historian John Gerda. We are revisiting our series Milwaukee with John Gerda. You can check out the entire series at radiomilwaukee.org. This series was produced by Nate Emig and Laura Kesman for 88.9. I'm Jordan Lee. We'll see you next week as we explore another pair of neighborhoods on Uniquely Milwaukee. Get out there this spring and enjoy the city, Milwaukee. Until next time, happy exploring.